Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
If you've driven through Scranton, have you ever stopped off at a rest area in Scranton? You've spent more time in Scranton than Joe Biden did growing up there, but nevertheless, it's the hometown hero. Going back to Scranton to talk about raising taxes as a three-day push begins in Battleground, Pennsylvania. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Yes, Scranton, PA. You know, they have the Joseph R. Biden, President Joseph Biden Memorial Highway. And I guess when he loses the presidency, they'll have to change it to former President Joe Biden. Because, you know, you have to always say former. Otherwise, people get very, very upset. Very upset. Meanwhile, the president, the former and future president, Donald Trump, is sitting in court. He's in a trial right now, sitting in court in a hush money case in New York City. Now, if you don't understand how unfair this is, you're not paying attention. I know you're paying attention. You're a smart person. That's why you're here. Think about it. Joe Biden is campaigning in Battleground, Pennsylvania. Must win Pennsylvania. Donald Trump is sitting in a New York City courtroom. And he's not allowed to leave. Can't leave. He tries to leave. The judge is going to put him in jail. So he can't leave. He can't go on the campaign trail right now and answer Joe Biden's claims. He can't be out among the people of Pennsylvania campaign. He'd love to be. But he basically, I was looking at his campaign calendar, he's basically doing events on weekends. Like, he's coming back to Wildwood in May, but it's a Saturday, May 11th. It's not even during the week, probably because he's got to carve out time to potentially be in court. And this is why this is so incredibly unfair. You've got Biden out there in Scranton, PA, running around. You've got Patrick Murphy on TV, right, going on about how, you know, Joe Biden can win Pennsylvania. And where's Trump? sitting there being lectured by Alvin Bragg and his team of kooky, progressive, lunatic lawyers who used to downgrade felonies to misdemeanors, who've upgraded a misdemeanor to a felony and created his own election law. Not even following federal election law, of which he has no jurisdiction as the district attorney for New York City, he's actually created his own election law and decided that if you pay hush money to a porn star who's accused you of having a sexual relationship with her, that that must go on a campaign form. That's not what the law says, but Alvin Bragg decided, I don't care. I'll do whatever I want. I'll make this law up. And that's literally what he's doing. The House voted to impeach Mayorkas. And you know, the Senate, Chuck Schumer says, I don't know if we'll have a trial. I'm sorry, the Constitution doesn't give you the I don't know if I'll have a trial option. It's pretty clear that when the House of Representatives impeaches somebody, the Senate has to have a trial. Chuck Schumer's actually out there saying, and you heard that in the top of the hour news, he's actually out there saying, I don't know if we'll do a trial. Democrats do whatever the hell they want. The lawlessness and recklessness of these people should never ceases to amaze me. Like student loans. You know, the Supreme Court says you can't pay off student loans. Joe Biden goes, I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. I'm going to bribe the voters. I have to get them any way I can. I'm going to send them checks. What are you going to do? Try and stop me. Yeah, Trump's the dictator. So Battleground Pennsylvania, the must-win state. You know, I'm honored and privileged to be your afternoon drive host because this is, once again, the state that will decide the presidential election. And I think I'm a good luck charm being back in afternoons. Well, think about it. Trump won 2016 when I was in afternoons, lost 2020 when I was in mornings. So superstition would say I've got to be back in afternoons for November of 2024 if Trump's going to win. I'm a superstitious guy like Don Corleone. So that's why I'm glad to be here for you. And also because I get to follow all the breaking news developments of the day. But what a privilege to be able to be with you in Pennsylvania. I mean, this is not a joke. No joke, folks. Whoever wins PA is going to win the White House. No doubt about it. And Michael Moore is saying to Joe Biden, you're going to lose the election. You're going to be basically like Hillary. You're going to go down because of your support for Israel. You're going to wind up losing Michigan and you're going to go down and lose the election because of your stance in support of Israel. See, the Democrat Party is so freaking nuts that standing with Israel means that you lose a huge portion of votes for people that would vote Democrat. Now, they're not going to vote for Trump. They don't need to. They can vote third party. They can vote for Cornel West or the Marianne Williamson, who I think hears dead people. Well, Joe Biden hears dead people talk. It's just dead world leaders. He sits down with them and dines with them on most days. They have other options. They'll send a message by not voting for Biden. They won't vote for Trump, but it doesn't matter. You don't need them to vote for Trump. Michigan, Minnesota, two states right there. But Joe Biden's going to lose because of the amount of quacks who don't like the fact that he's supporting Israel. Now, I don't particularly look at Joe Biden's support of Israel as anything to write home about. I think, if anything, you could argue Joe Biden is allowed Iran to strike in a coordinated effort to say, basically, like, we got to put on a show here. But to them, the fact that Biden is saying anything positive about Israel is enough for them to say, no, thank you. And that is really proof positive of how lunatic the left is. I mean, how crazy they are. But Donald Trump should be able to be in Pennsylvania right now. He should be able to be on the campaign trail. Instead, he's sitting in a courtroom. The whole idea of going after the Republican presidential nominee, because let's face it, he's the nominee. He hasn't been officially nominated by the convention yet. And I know people are still holding out hope. Some of you crazy never Trumpers out there, but I've got bad news for you. He's going to be the nominee. Joe Biden, I'm not so sure about, but Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee. Biden, it's August. It's the end of August. Their convention's the end of August. See, I'm going to the convention. I'm going to do the show from there. I'm excited about that. But I'm going to be at the RNC in July. Trump will be the nominee. I'm not worried about that. But by August, a long time from now, in dog years, it's 7 years. In Joe Biden years, it's like 15, 16, 17 years. You know what I mean? It's a long time. So I don't know how much worse Joe Biden's going to be by then. But let's think about it. You don't go after the Republican frontrunner for president of the United States of America because he's supposed to be out there campaigning. And since he's not out there campaigning, you're giving him a huge disadvantage, a huge disadvantage. This is why we don't prosecute our political enemies. And in addition to that, they've issued a gag order on him so that he can't come out and criticize the people that are coming after him. They're going to hold him in contempt of court and try to put him in jail. I think if they do it, he'll be even more of a hero. I really do. I mean that. New York City doesn't lock up anybody for anything. Remember Trump made that joke, you could shoot a guy, he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and he wouldn't lose any of his supporters. Well, in New York, you can literally shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue and you won't go to jail. You won't go to jail. But if Trump goes to jail, that will make him even more of an anti-hero. And he will double down the support. I think right now among Republicans is at 93%. It'll be 97%. They should put him in jail in New York. Go ahead. Make him even more of a political martyr. These people don't understand this. They don't get it. Their Trump derangement syndrome is so much, they don't see how they're helping the guy. But it's fine. Let him help the guy. Except that it's just so antithetical to our system, which says, if you're running for president of the United States of America, you have to be out there among the people campaigning, and the government should not be prosecuting you and keeping you off the campaign trail. Let's face it, that's what they're doing. By the judge ordering him to be in that courtroom, not only does Trump miss his son's graduation, but he also misses the chance to be out there among the voters. So right now, today, it's Tuesday, April 16th, Joe Biden's in Pennsylvania running the narrative while Donald Trump's in a courtroom in New York City in a state that he's not going to win. He's not going to win New York, nor should he try. Nor should he try. Should not spend any money. Don't worry about it. Don't waste your time and energy. Focus on the states you need. Focus on the battleground states. That's the pathway to the White House. But wouldn't it be nice if we could see two dueling events today? You know, Joe Biden in his fake hometown of Scranton, Trump maybe in, I don't know, somewhere in Bensalem, having two rallies. As Joe Biden talks about going after so-called wealthy people and taxing them more, Trump can talk about how in this economy right now, Joe Biden has made it so that everybody's struggling. You could have side-by-side comparisons. Instead, Donald Trump sits in court and maybe sitting in jail. And I don't know how anybody can look at that system and think that that's not a police state. And when you're literally putting your political enemy in jail, you're literally putting your political enemy in a courthouse and not letting him leave, not even letting his attorneys do the work, not even saying to the attorneys, hey, listen, you handle the case on my behalf. I got to go campaign. I'm running for president. The election's in November. Man, I know it seems like a long time away, but it's not that long. When voters make up their minds, sometimes their minds are made up. It's hard to change them. I got to get out there. So I'm going to let my attorneys handle this, Your Honor. I'm going to be out on the campaign trail and also hit my son's graduation. Nope. You will sit down in my courtroom. You will not leave, or I'll fine you, or I'll put you in jail. Put you in jail. And then I'll have the warden or the sheriff drag you every day into my courtroom. That's what the judge has said. It's not even a matter of you have to pay a fine, because Trump would pay a fine. It's no big deal. He, you know, what are you fining me, $3,000 a day? All right, I'll see you. I'm going to campaign. But the judge said, I'll lock you up. And then I'll have the warden, the sheriff guys, bring you to court every morning and put you down in the chair. You'll be handcuffed, you'll be shackled, and then we'll take you out of there at the end of the day and put you back in jail. The Republican nominee for president of the United States of America. Meanwhile, we're giving Democrats everything they want. We've completely capitulated on spending. So we've given the Democrats everything they're asking for in the spending bill with no border security whatsoever. We've given the Democrats everything that they wanted on FISA. Mike Johnson has capitulated on that, too. So the warrantless spying on American citizens will continue because he was the tie-breaking vote. And yeah, you know what? There's a lot of Republicans right now, conservatives like Scott Perry and others, who are saying, this guy's got to go because this guy's not living up to what he said he was going to be. He's doing the usual pattern of, I'm a conservative till I become speaker, and then I start giving Democrats everything they want. I don't know how to play hardball, and we give away the store all the time. And you know what I would say if I were Mike Johnson? I'd say to Chuck Schumer, if you don't have a trial for Mayorkas, who we just impeached, we're not going to vote on anything. Well, nothing will get done. Oh, but they're so worried the government might shut down and that may lose votes. And oh, that may look so bad. I think what looks bad is Republicans continuously just looking like they're surrendering all the time. Surrendering. Oh my gosh, we haven't talked about the surrender caucus in how long, but that's what we're dealing with again here. And meanwhile, as all of this is going on right now, we have Israel waiting to respond to Iran. And we have Russia now looking to help Iran. We've got China buying Iran's oil and buying Russia's oil. Nobody's afraid of us on the world stage whatsoever. And the best way to prevent World War III is peace through strength, and to have a deterrent policy of, if you mess with us, we're going to really, really kick your ass. And if we don't have that deterrent policy, then crazy people do crazy things. Because the only way to keep crazy people in check is to make the crazy people think that you will come in and you will bring the thunder. You'll go medieval on them. If they don't think that, then they'll do whatever they want. If you don't make crazy people think you'll go medieval on them, they will do whatever they want. And that's the problem. Nobody thinks Joe Biden will go medieval. They don't think Joe Biden will go, will do anything. They think Joe Biden's going to sit there and allow Israel to take it, except not take it, because he's still going to put demands on Israel in terms of how they have to fight this war. And this is now a war between Israel and Iran, and it could blow up into a big world war. It could. Has the potential to. Absolutely, it does. And apparently now, according to a new report, the Israeli Defense Fund has the Israeli Defense Forces have decided how to respond to the Iran attack. At this point, a strong president would be keeping the rest of the crazy world in check, in order, and saying to them, back the hell down. Don't try a damn thing. I mean, you had Arab countries coming to the defense of Israel. You had Arab countries coming out to the defense of Israel to help them shoot down Iranian drones and Iranian rockets. Saudi Arabia, for example. It was great to watch. It really was. It was fantastic to see that how that region has changed. And they understand that Iran is the problem, because Iran and their version, I mean, they are the Islamic Republic of Iran, and their version of Islam is the law of the land. And if you're not, if you're Muslim and you don't follow that, you're an infidel. You might as well be an American. You're part of the great Satan. So you have other Arab countries in that region stepping up to defend Israel. But we got to worry about Russia and China and what they might do, and other crazy people, because we don't have a president who's making people think he'll go medieval on them. And this is where we stand on this blustery Tuesday, sunny Tuesday. And it's beautiful out. And I'm sure Donald Trump would love to be somewhere in Bucks County right now. He'd love it. I would love to be outside at a rally in Bucks County. I'm sure you would, too. And if he was at a rally in Bucks County, you would have been there last night camping out. You would have got there early this morning. You would have been waiting in line. Some of my best memories were that Wildwood rally we had back in 2019, I guess it was, a pre-COVID. And we had a great time, right? Mulligan Shore Bar. I was in mornings. We did the morning show, drinking Bloody Marys on the air. Everybody getting ready. Then I went and met the crowd and talked to people, took pictures. It was so much fun. People had camped out on a freezing cold January night. I guess it was 2020. January night in Wildwood, New Jersey, to see Donald Trump. And right now, they'd love to be in a cornfield in Bucks or Newtown, PA. They can't, because Trump's in court, and he can't leave court. And how can you tell me that this country is not operating like a police state when we take our number one political rival to the president of the United States of America, and we force him, by threat of arrest, to sit in a courtroom and not be on the campaign trail, when his opponent, the president of the United States of America, is campaigning in the must-win battleground state of Pennsylvania? How can you tell me that's a fair country? How can you tell me that is a republic that can endure? How can you tell me that that's not the very definition of a police state? How can you tell me that is not the very definition of exactly what we have been fighting against in this country, which is to have authoritarian rule? I mean, they talk about Trump being a tyrant. Hey, tyrants put their political enemies on trial. Tyrants put their political enemies in jail. Tyrants make it so that their political enemies can't beat them at the ballot box, because tyrants ensure that their political enemies are not able to compete against them. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We may want to pot up Fox News here. I think Trump is leaving court. He may be leaving court soon. And if he does, obviously, we'll take what he says as this continues. And that's the big story of the day. It's brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Just a programming note, I'm filling in for Mark Levin tonight. So we'll take the first hour of his show live at 6 p.m. So I'll be with you till 9 o'clock tonight. So strap in, kids. We got a lot to talk about. Now, Natural Lawn of America is going to help you with your lawn, a beautiful, beautiful green lawn that's healthier and safer for your family and pets. Call my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. I've been a customer of theirs for years, and you're going to love the results. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. Their certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. This environmentally friendly approach reduces the need for chemicals and creates a safer lawn for your family and pets. Natural Lawn is locally owned and family operated right here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They are competitively priced and have a satisfaction guarantee. I trust the leader in organic-based lawn care, and you should too. So give them a call today. New customers can take advantage of Natural Lawn's unbeatable offer, but you have to act now because it expires at the end of this month. You schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Just call 1-800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. And what you're going to love is what I love is the fact that they treat every lawn as unique. So when the technician came to my lawn, he figured out the weeds he's got to kill. He figured out how to make the grass healthier, what he's going to do, what treatments he's going to apply, all organic-based compounds, great stuff. And I know since I've got little kids, they're going to be nice and safe on that lawn. So choose the lawn care company I trust, Natural Lawn of America. Get your lawn seeded for free. 1-800-FREE-SEED.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Three jurors have been chosen so far for Trump's New York City criminal trial. The district attorney wants him held in contempt of court. And he spoke outside the courthouse on Tuesday where he's being forced to be in a courtroom. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. Honestly, it's unbelievable. In the United States of America right now, the Republican nominee for president of the United States, I know he's not officially, but you know he is. I mean, come on. The Republican fiance for the Republican nomination of the United States, it'll be official at the convention, is not allowed to be on the campaign trail. He's being forced to be in a Manhattan courtroom. He doesn't need to be there. There's no need to be there in any way, shape, or form. But they're forcing him to be there. And this is what he said earlier today before he went into court on Tuesday. Remember, his opponent the president of the United States of America, is campaigning in his fake hometown of Scranton, PA today, while Donald Trump sits in a courtroom in New York City under threat of arrest. Tell me that's fair. Cut four.
Thank you very much. This is a trial that should have never been brought. It's a trial that is being looked upon, looked at all over the world, they're calling. They're looking at it and analyzing it. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace. We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted. But this is a trial that should never happen. It should have been thrown out a long time ago. If you look at Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, all great legal scholars, there's not one that we've been able to find that said this should be a trial. I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense, some accountant, I didn't know, marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was. And you get indicted over that? I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House, because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election, and it's not working that way. It's working the opposite way. So check it out. Legal expense. It's called legal expense. That's what you're supposed to call it.
Mr. Trump,
get indicted on that. Nobody's ever seen it. Nobody has ever seen anything like it. So thank you very much for coming. I'm now going to sit down.
Now, he's now accused of intimidating a juror. That's the latest thing now. This just broke a few moments ago. The hush money trial began Monday with a screening of potential jurors, at least 50 of whom were dismissed after saying they could not be fair or impartial. How the hell is anybody? How can anybody be fair or impartial? That's why they're only dead. They only have three so far. It's New York City. For the most part, they hate him there. For the most part. I'm not saying they all do. Believe it or not, there are Republicans in New York City. They're on the Upper East Side, and Trump lived there for a long time, and there are a lot of people who are very fond of him. But you know as well as I do, those people will be dismissed by the prosecution in a heartbeat. This is the first time a former U.S. president has gone to trial over criminal charges, which of course stem from this so-called hush money payment, which was a business expense. What Alvin Bragg is doing, just so you understand, what Alvin Bragg is doing is he's created his own federal campaign finance law violation. There is no campaign finance violation. There's nothing that says, hey, if you pay a porn star hush money because she alleged you had an affair with her and she's going to talk about it, you've got to list that on your election law enforcement, like you bought lawn signs or bumper stickers or you did a campaign commercial. You got to write that down. You got to itemize that. There's nothing in the law that says that. So Alvin Bragg literally created it. He made it up. And then he charged Trump with violating a law that doesn't exist. He's charging Trump with a law he made up in his own head. This is how insane Alvin Bragg is. And how this prosecution is so incredibly polarizing, because it's not even an actual crime to pay a porn star and not list it on your election report, because it's not required to be listed on your election report. Trust me, I've been involved in politics a long time. I can tell you, the campaign expenses you have to itemize, if you buy volunteers donuts because they're stuffing envelopes, you better write that down. If you buy lawn signs, if you have door knockers, if you pay people to door knock, if you do any of those things, you better write those things down. But if you pay hush money to a porn star who's alleged a sexual encounter, that's not a campaign expense. Not a campaign expense. There's nowhere on the form for that. Like, you check all the boxes. A TV, did you do a TV commercial? Did you do a radio commercial? Did you do a mail piece? Did you do a nice glossy mail piece that people are going to look at for 3 seconds and throw out? Put some lawn signs up that nobody cares about? And this box, check this box if you ever paid hush money to a porn star. But Alvin Bragg in his mind concocted the idea that, hey, this is what we got to do. We got to charge him with an election law violation that doesn't exist. So I'm making up my own election law And then I have no jurisdiction over election law because I'm a district attorney on the local level. But then what I'm going to do is I'm going to charge this guy with violating a federal election law that doesn't exist, even though I have no jurisdiction over that law that doesn't exist. You can't make this up. How can you make this up? Honestly, this sounds like something out of a bad political comedy, a bad political comedy where everybody's in on it. And they know that the only way to stop this guy from winning the White House is to keep him off the campaign trail by keeping him in court. It'd be a great plot for a movie, except that it's actually happening. It's actually happening in real life. Trump's exactly right. He should be in Pennsylvania. He should be in Florida. He should be in Pennsylvania right now answering Joe Biden on the campaign trail. That's what should be happening. Instead, he sits in a Manhattan court under the threat of going to jail. The threat of going to jail. Right now, Mike Lee and the other senators are talking about the fact that Chuck Schumer may not bring a trial on Alejandro Mayorkas, who was impeached by the House of Representatives. And Mike Lee and the others are making the point that the Constitution requires this. This is not something you get to just dismiss because you don't think the House has any justification in that. You don't get to just dismiss the House of Representatives when they're doing what is prescribed in Article 1 of the Constitution, when it's prescribed that they get the power to impeach, which is a charge, and then it's up to the Senate then to hold a trial. Chuck Schumer is the majority leader. He's not the supreme leader of the Senate. He doesn't get to bypass the Constitution because he doesn't think there's enough merit to the impeachment of Mayorkas. It's not how this works. Not how this works. I didn't think there was merit to impeach Donald Trump over the phone call to Zelensky, but he was impeached. So they had to have a trial in the Senate. He was ultimately acquitted. But it's, you don't get to play the game of, well, I don't recognize this. So we're not going to listen to you. It's absurd is what it is. It's absurd. Oh, meanwhile, the United States Supreme Court today, they heard hearings on the United States government's application of a law, Sarbanes-Oxley, which was passed to deal with financial crimes by these big firms that would cover up financial crimes. Like, we jump in here for a quick second. I just want to hear what Senator Ted Cruz is saying about this right now.
22 times in our nation's history as the House of Representatives presented and delivered articles of impeachment to the Senate. Only twice in our nation's history has a cabinet member been impeached by the House. The stakes of this impeachment are not some technical violation of law, but rather an enormous and growing threat to the lives and safety of millions of Americans. Every year, under Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, we have seen millions of illegal aliens crossing into this country. Alejandro Mayorkas actively aided and abetting the criminal invasion of this country by criminal drug cartels and illegal aliens. And the consequences have been day after day after day, migrants dying. 853 in the last year. The consequences have been day after day after day, little boys and little girls being brutalized by human traffickers. The consequences have been day after day after day, hundreds and even thousands of women being sexually assaulted by human traffickers. The consequences, which the House managers read out loud in the articles of impeachment, have been enriching the Mexican drug cartels to a level never before seen in history. In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion. The single greatest friend the human traffickers have ever had has been Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas. Because under their open border policies, the drug cartels have seen their revenues rise 2,600%. Every week, we see another horrific crime committed by criminal illegal aliens that Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas continue to release. Lake and Riley, beautiful 22-year-old woman in Georgia, a nursing student, just out for a jog. Like so many other women are out for a jog today, believing they live in a country where their safety will be protected, and it should have been. But Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas deliberately defied the law. They apprehended her killer when he came illegally into this country. He was in El Paso. Had Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas simply followed the law, they would have put him on a plane and flown him back to Venezuela, and Lake and Riley would still be alive.
All right, we'll but jump out didn't. Of this. They it's the point that they're making, and obviously, you know, they're going to be talking for a while, so I can't turn the whole show over to the senators. They will all be speaking. We might grab a little audio of John Kennedy when he speaks, because I always love when Senator Kennedy speaks. He's always animated, is he not? He always has something witty to say. I mean that. My favorite is when he said, "And the stripper likes you." But thinking in terms of what's happening right now with Trump, and I'm watching my country. I've watched my country turn into a police state now for years, and I talked about this forever. You know, going all the way back to the time when I was just starting in radio, and it wasn't cool back then to be a conservative talk show host and talk about how the NSA should not be spying on us. Now, we had to do to prevent another 9/11. So surrender the Fourth Amendment. We're doing that again now with FISA, with the warrantless surveillance. And we've watched our government turn around and think that it can do whatever it wants to the American people with no consequences whatsoever. And it's gotten so bad that they use FISA to infiltrate a presidential campaign. The deep state, which has been so empowered, it then tried to bring down that presidency. And now, because they've just had no consequences whatsoever, the federal government weaponized now turns around and colludes with the Democrats in New York to keep Donald Trump off the campaign trail and to sit in a New York City courtroom while Joe Biden is in Pennsylvania, in his fake hometown of Scranton. And my country's a police state. And I hate to say it because it's not hyperbole. You know, it's not hyperbole. And I get to say it. See, I get to say it because I've been warning about it for 14 years, ever since I started on the radio. Ever since 2010, when I would start to do nights and weekends and I would say stuff and people would call up and yell at me and say, I can't believe you have a problem with the government listening to your phone calls. If you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear. What are you worried about? You're not a terrorist. And now here we are today. Look where we've come 14 years later. We live in a police state. Remember, I told you the definition of a police state is not cops on horseback. It's not cops with tear gas. It's not a cop beating the crap out of a guy with a baton. No. A police state is when the government uses its federal law enforcement powers for political purposes. And that's exactly what's happening here. This hush money trial is a joke. Alvin Bragg has no jurisdiction over federal campaign law. And even if he did, this is not a federal campaign finance violation. You're not required to put down on your ELEC report that you paid a porn star to keep her mouth shut over an alleged affair. But we can just make up laws now. We can just do whatever we want. It doesn't matter. It's all about just stopping him. And I'm supposed to sit here and just think, oh, it's fine. No big deal. No big whoop. As we continue to empower these idiots with even more and more power, like things like warrantless surveillance under the FISA Act, all under the guise of keeping us safe. All right, listen, NJ Diet's going to help you lose some weight. You still holding on to that winter weight? Well, it's time to shed it. Shed that fat and get ready for the warmer weather of spring with NJ Diet. Because for over a decade, they have helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and your saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. And you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Newark, Delaware are available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer with njdiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, so we got to get into the Supreme Court, too, tackling the question of whether or not you can use Sarbanes-Oxley to go after people who were protesting on January 6th. There were some great questions that were asked by Justice Gorsuch, Justice Alito, and Justice Clarence Thomas today. I have to tell you, though, and this made my day, and I don't know how I can say this on the air, Matt DeSantis, so I'm going to have to play a little coy with this. But we all know what Jeffrey Toobin did. right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So Jeffrey Toobin during COVID was on a Zoom call and he whipped it out and then proceeded to turn his body into an amusement park. I'm trying to use Seinfeld references here so everybody understands. Remember when Mrs. Costanza caught George and she said, I come home and my son's using his body as an amusement park. George came in and said, my mother caught me. Remember that one? And then there was the one with Elaine when he goes, he whipped it out.
He took it out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. So that's what Jeff Toobin did. And today he tweeted out the following. He said, in oral arguments today, Justice Thomas is minimizing the severity of the 1-6 insurrection at the Capitol. Perhaps that's because his wife was part of the conspiracy. What a disgrace that he's sitting on this case. To wit, Megyn Kelly responded, hi, Toobin. FYI, you waived your right to use the term disgraced about other lawyers when you took your blank out of your pants and blanked off in front of your colleagues.
Yada, yada, yada.
You can't yada, yada that one, I'll tell you what.
Strong argument she makes.
I mean, it's a strong argument. And it's, I got to give Dana Lash credit because Dana Lash responded and said, this should be an inspirational poster. Like you have like the one like people have in their offices with the lions and.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Right, yeah. This goes right next to that.
Yeah.
When you take it out and blank yourself in front of your colleagues, and blank off, you lose the right to call anybody disgraced at that moment. You've lost forever, right? For the rest of time. You can never call anyone else disgraced. That's amazing. My favorite tweet of the day, possibly of the year. Really good one. So I'm with you till 9 o'clock tonight, and I'm fired up for that too. I always love these days, these double headers. I got to give a buddy of ours, a strong member of the Zioli Army, he and I went back and forth years ago, joking around about Glenn Beck. Dennis Medeiri, good man, celebrated 20 years of sobriety yesterday. And I think that that is just outstanding because it's not easy to overcome your demons. And at Dennis Medeiri did. And I remember being at Parks with him a couple years ago, and I was having a beer and he was having a soft drink and we had a great conversation. But he's always had some good witty repartee over the years with me. And at one point, I was criticizing something Glenn Beck said. I don't remember what it was, but he defended it. And I wrote back to him on Twitter and said, what are you, his lawyer? And then that, you know, the rest is history. So he's a good guy. And congrats, Dennis. That's a tremendous accomplishment. It really, really is. My goal is 20 minutes sober today. You got baby steps. You got to work on baby steps. My 20-minute sober chip, and I'll be good.
You got 6 hours of radio ahead of you.
Hours of radio, and Mike Opelka left a bottle of Eagle Rare that I bought from him a year ago, finally brought it into the studio. So it's just staring at me, tempting me. The voices in my head all saying, we're thirsty. Oh, no, Prohibition Patty's going to come back. Well, you guys weren't around for Prohibition Patty.
No, I don't remember her.
Yeah, so when I was in afternoons the first time around, I would make jokes like this, and she would send the nastiest notes about how I'm promoting alcoholism, and I'm going to lead to people dying of cirrhosis of the liver and drunk driving. And I'm doing all these things with my sense of humor. And so we nicknamed her Prohibition Patty. And she would start coming on accusing me of being drunk all the time on the air, which, and then, you know, in her defense, I was, but still. And then I would talk about making homemade wine, and she would just every now and then rear her ugly head and just start attacking me. Like, because of you, someone's going to die of alcohol abuse today. I'm like, because of me? What did I do? I didn't even serve them my wine. I wouldn't share it with them, please. So Prohibition Patty, I don't know what happened to her. Troy died of cirrhosis of the liver, ironically enough.
That'd be very ironic.
It would be, and sad. I mean, let me say how sad that would be. But Prohibition Patty, if you're out there, send us a little note to make sure you're okay. All right? We've all been thinking about you, and we'd love to buy you a drink at some point. Cheers to you. Oh, man. You got to keep your sense of humor in this crazy age. This is why this clip makes me laugh. This is New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, who confirmed, and this is, I don't know how she survived this. This is terrible. that Donald Trump glared at her in court, glared at her. And I don't know how anybody survives a glare. You see the way a glare can really set you back? You know what I mean? A stern glare. Like, look at how I'm glaring at you right now. You see that?
I'm concerned. I'm a little
You should
scared,
be.
Yeah.
You see, look at this glare, that penetrating glare. If I glare at you long enough, like Superman's eyes, I can melt you with my eyes, my laser eyes. So a glare is nothing to joke about. No joke. Glares can kill. Glares can hurt. Glares can wound. So, and Caitlin Collins knows the glare all too well as well. So this is I got to give you a trigger warning. I'm required to do this by the FCC. If you've ever been glared at before, this segment could be triggering to you. You know, they do that now with shows with domestic violence.
Yeah.
I was watching the new season of Fargo and they had a warning on there that this episode contains scenes of domestic violence. So, you know, please be warned about this. A trigger warning, as it's called. So I'm going to trigger warning you. If you've ever had someone glare at you in your life, this segment may upset you. And I'll also give out the number for the National Glare Hotline so you can report what you've gone through. And we have a survivors community of people who've been glared at. So you can share in the shared pain of that, of the glare, of being a victim of glaring. Cut number five.
You were actually in the room for that. At one point, the pool said that he was glaring at you for several seconds. You had reported shortly before that during a break that he appeared to be falling asleep at one point as the proceedings were getting kind of tedious. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, I noticed it. He made a pretty specific stare at me and walked out of the room.
I've been on the receiving end of said glares.
I know you have. Mm-hmm. I have too. I reported earlier that he had appeared to fall asleep. Now, we had seen him, and I want to be clear that I've seen lots of people fall asleep in courtrooms. I've seen jurors fall asleep. I've seen judges fall asleep. If anyone falls asleep who's a criminal defendant in a case, we're going to report on it. But he doesn't like when such things are reported, and I'm guessing, I don't know, that that's what this was about. I think that having to sit there and be captive while we all report on him is going to be deeply uncomfortable for him because he is somebody who likes to control things.
Now, she's a survivor. Maggie Haberman is a survivor of glaring. We have to respect her as such. And I'm just telling you, if you'd like to share your story of when someone glared at you and how you survived that, you can tweet me on X at Rich Zeoli. We'll read some of the survivor stories later in the show. And I believe we're also going to do a benefit, if I'm not mistaken, later this month.
Yeah.
To raise money for the victims of glaring.
As possible, yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to send any money, just go to richiesglaringvictims@gmail.com. You send me some money, I'll help the victims. We'll do that.
So, the website makes it sound like you were glaring at
them. The Glare Fund. Yeah, I knew you did.
Richie's glaring victims.
It's like the human fund, but even dumber. The glare fund.
It does sound like, yeah, you're the one that's making people uncomfortable with the glares.
No, it's not my glare. If you've been glared at, you know the pain. So our fund, Glare, GLARE, is there for you.
That's clear. Yeah, that's better.
That's better. So we'll put a, what do you call it, open GoFundMe link. And then we'll have to flee the country because it's just going to be a total embezzlement scheme. But that's fine. All right. Big 4 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to talk to a guy very close to President Donald Trump at 4 o'clock hour as he answers Joe Biden's claims in Scranton, PA. But first, I want to tell you about Cooper University Healthcare, a leading academic health system. I don't know if they can help you with your glaring injuries, but I do know that Cooper experts provide award-winning primary and specialty care at more than 100 offices throughout the region, including personalized cancer care through the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, groundbreaking stroke and neurosciences care, advanced surgical services, cutting-edge clinical research, and more. Recognized regionally and nationally, make Cooper your first choice for outstanding care close to home. For an appointment, call 800-8-COOPER. It's where the Zeoli family goes to trust our entire medical care. And 4 years ago today, my daughter Reagan Zeoli, was born at Cooper Hospital. 4 years ago today. So you understand how close we are to Cooper. 1-800-8-COOPER or cooperhealth.org.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.